there's a lot of opportunities. There's so much to learn. There's so much to gain. Believe in whatever they want to do, whatever they intend to do. Make good connections and just know where you belong in terms of what you are trying to achieve. And with that, you can do anything you set your mind to do. And I would want to say that they should also get involved with the government work so that they can get access to the resources they need to propel themselves in future. So definitely I'm looking forward to see my Kenyan youth moving forward each and every time.
How about those who are in the rural areas? They don't have opportunities like those in town areas. What's your message to them?
Basically, that's the reason why I'm here, to actually represent the youth who are actually in the village, if I can say, who have no access to better education, no access to electricity, no access to all that. And back home, I realized that there's so much knowledge, there's so much skills for that the youth back in the village have. So they just need to know how to work around this knowledge that they have. And we're here to like help them out to be able to use what they have to make their environment or to gain what they need to gain in their own locations. Mm-hmm. So basically they should use their own skills, and with the help of people who are able, they will definitely make it.
Maureen Ngoro, she's not just a mayor youth, but she's a Miss Tourism, but she represents Nyamera County.
Yeah, from Kenya.
From Kenya, exactly.
Sure.
So, earlier when you were talking, you told me many things, but you were focusing mainly on the voice, you know. The youth need to be equipped to have voice.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about that?
I was saying, let the youths be a voice to the voiceless, and that is what I'm doing here today. Mm-hmm. For the youths who are unemployed, we know we have around 17.3% of the youths who are able to work but are unemployed. And what can they do to sustain themselves, or rather give them a living back in Kenya today? We know that Kenya has been pointed out as youths having creative minds. You can see in social media, anything that happens, pop, you see the youths creating up something, and this shows that Kenya, we have the opportunity, but what we lack is the platform. And the platform is what we are looking for, and also we are trying to talk so that we can be given most, or rather many, opportunities for the youths so that they can have something else to do and something else to showcase that can earn them a living.
What will you tell fellow girls like you?
To be aggressive at the same time. Don't wait for the boys, you know. We always say that what a man can do, a woman can do better. Mm-hmm. And today I'm here. Many of the youths wanted to come and present here Kenya, but I had to fight for this. I had to say that I wanted to be seen in the nation, say I'm representing Kenya, and I'm here to be a voice for the youths back in Kenya. And today that is what I'm doing. And what I would love to tell the young girls again, go for it. Mm. Also, be the sunshine.